This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, April 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, six Muslims were sentenced to death in Pakistan for killing a 48-year-old Sri Lankan man named Priyanta Deewadana for alleged blasphemy, reports International Christian Concern. His crime? He tore down posters which contained words from the Quran. The attack on Deewadana took place last December when the factory owner was beaten to death by a mob, reports The Guardian. At the time, Prime Minister Imran Khan called it, quote, a day of shame for Pakistan, end quote. Genesis 9 verse 6 says, whoever sheds human blood, by human shall their blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made mankind. The anti-terrorism court in Lahore sentenced 9 others to life in prison, while an additional 72 members of the mob were given 2-year sentences. Human rights groups and church leaders applauded the verdict. However, while justice was served, the ambiguous blasphemy laws in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan encouraged the murder of the Sri Lankan man. Pakistan is the 8th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. On Wednesday, former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway chastised liberal Juan Williams and the media for attacking the Trump-appointed federal judge who struck down the mask mandate on airlines and other public transit.
If you have confusion on a public health and, quote, science matter from the White House, it turns into political science. If you want to wear a mask still, wear a mask. Nobody is stopping you from doing that as a personal choice. But I find it just unbelievable that yesterday on Air Force One, Jen Psaki said that public health decisions should be made by public health experts, not the courts. Does she think that way about Roe versus Wade? Do you think that when you see a 5-month-old sonogram and you deny it's a child, are you following the science?
Meanwhile, one flight attendant who learned about the end of the mask mandate mid-flight walked down the aisle of the plane with a trash bag, inviting passengers to throw away their masks by song. Listen. On Easter Sunday, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer of New York stated that in the confirmation of pro-abortion Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, quote, the stone has been rolled away from the tomb, end quote, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Schumer, a pro-abortion Jew, was addressing worshipers from the pulpit of A.R. Bernard's Christian Cultural Center Church, located in New York City during their Resurrection Sunday service. Listen.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first black woman to ever hold the title justice, and I believe, and if I have anything to do with it, the first of more to come. My brothers and sisters, increasing diversity of all our federal judges has been one of my highest priorities. This is what changing the seasons looks like. Lord knows it took too long to get here, but now that we're here, there's no going back. The stone has been rolled away from the tomb, and all those good things we hoped and prayed for will come to pass. So happy Easter. God bless all of you.
Somehow, I don't think Christ would be pleased that he was compared to a judge who champions baby killing in the womb and who gives child pornographers lenient sentences. Another Texas city just said yes to protecting unborn babies from abortion, reports LifeNews.com. On Wednesday, the Marquez City Council voted unanimously to pass a Sanctuary City for the Unborn ordinance to outlaw abortions within city limits. Marquez, with a population of 350, is the 48th city in the U.S. to pass the pro-life ordinance. Mark Dixon, founder of the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn initiative, said, quote, I hope more mayors across the United States step up, just like Mayor Clary did, and make sure that their city is safe from the expansion of the abortion industry. Now is not the time to sit around and wait for Roe v. Wade to be overturned. Now is the time for our local leaders to join our state leaders in stepping out and passing aggressive pro-life laws restricting abortion." End quote. There is no abortion mill in Marquez, but the ordinance will prevent one from opening there. It also will combat the rise of the mail-order abortion pill, which the Biden administration began allowing late last year. You and your kids can write a thank you note to Marquez, Texas Mayor Stinnett Clary at 413 South Seal Road, Marquez, Texas, 77865. And finally, Ann Graham Lotz, daughter of the late evangelist Billy Graham, announced in a Facebook post on Easter Sunday that her daughter, Rachel Ruth, had been rushed to the hospital on Saturday, April 16th, with severe heart pain, reports CBN News. As we have reported previously, Rachel Ruth survived two heart attacks in January. At the time, she was diagnosed with spontaneous coronary artery dissection. Rachel Ruth shared the doctor's recent diagnosis.
"God just took care of every step and brought doctors in that figured it out. I've got inflammation on my heart, and so they put me on medicine that should help pretty soon, which is great. And so that was a blessing."
Together in a 3-minute video, Rachel Ruth and her mother, Ann Graham Lotz, shared God's purpose in the hospitalization.
"God has a purpose for it. In fact, one of the verses the Lord gave us when I was in the hospital this time was out of Job.
Chapter 12, verse 9 and 10.
Yes.
He said, this thing is for me.
Yeah.
And he gives every creature breath." Oh, we were just claiming that and believing that for some reason, this is part of his purpose for Rachel. And I believe that one of the purposes is that now she has the diagnosis.
Yes.
And now we can treat this pain that she's been having. I want to reassure you that our God is a prayer hearing, a prayer answering, a miracle working, covenant keeping God. And yes, he is.
You and your kids can send a get well card to Rachel Ruth Lotz Wright, 5115 Holly Ridge Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.